Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I can do it. And I start to shake, but then my reflection speaks to me. She said, what you want from me? Tell me what you need. How can I change what you see? Just believe in me. Second guessing, doubting your ability, and stop disguising fear and calling it humility, and stop looking in the mirror and judging me. You can stop worrying about what people say and just be who you can.
Entertaining and educating South Florida. Celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
Good evening. Please believe I am Jill Tracy. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Hot Talk, South Florida's number one community affairs show, each and every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. We highlight the achievements and discuss the challenges of our community with you and an engaging panel of guests and the beautiful melodic sounds of Jashe. I'll introduce you to her coming up, as well as my panel, and I hope that you will have a seat and perhaps have a cocktail and join the conversation tonight. 888-550-9105. My jewels tonight are coming from someone very, 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 very special and very, 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 very legendary. Actor, director, philanthropist, and educator Bill Duke. And the richness, the complexity, the passion that is Emmy Award-winning actor Greg Allen Williams. Many of you know him from Greenleaf. Now, I don't get on. We've had the discussion about me and the cable company. So I knew that he was on Greenleaf, but I didn't know that he played a pedophile on Greenleaf. It was a really, really good conversation, though. Just an amazing artist, 2-time Emmy Award winner. So they were here for the American Black Film Festival and they were leaving. They actually left this morning, so I was like, oh my God, you please, please come to the studio and let me record something with you that I can share with the audience. And they were so gracious as to come out here and join us at Cox building. And so I will share with you a little bit of our conversation. In the studio with me tonight, oh my goodness, you know, one of the great things about having the American Black Film Festival is in town are all of the wonderful people who come to town as a part of the film festival. And so tonight I am so pleased to have Bill Duke, the legendary Bill Duke, and Greg Allen Williams in the studio tonight. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Yeah. So glad to have you. So, I want to tell the audience a little bit about your history, Bill, with ABFF, because you were there in the beginning. You've
yes.
really been a pivotal part of creating ABFF. Could you kind of share how it came to be, and now we're celebrating, what, 21 years?
21 years. I remember you were there in Acapulco, correct?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Jeff Friday put it together, and was it Brian Allen too, right?
Mm-hmm. So you came on. Are you a part of the board? Now, I've always known you to do the master classes and be really integrally involved in the film festival.
I'm not doing the master class this year. I don't know about the future, but I love the festival. I love it, the fact that it brings filmmakers, producers, directors, studios, networks all together in the same place to celebrate, to have a good time, at the same time do business. And
yeah.
So it's a great time for collaborations also.
You have a long, illustrious career.
You can't say I'm old.
I'm trying to say that you are quite seasoned. You have done everything from television to stage to film, directing. There is not a part of this industry that you have not touched. What are your highlights, and where do you think we really, really need to dig in?
Well, I think the highlights, there are more of us participating in a lot of ways on a lot of different levels. It's great to see the women that are rising in our industry, that are Black, that are producing, directing, writing, and all of that. I just hope it's not a temporary moment where we have it this year and next year, and then it flattens out for a while.
Yeah.
I you know, there are a large number of films that come out of Hollywood every year, and in terms of minorities, we're not even 5 or 10% of that. If we could change that ratio so that more people are working and have jobs. And I have debates with my friends about the Oscars all the time. I mean, everybody wants to be recognized for their work. But if you're not working,
right,
it's a different situation. So if you have a choice between a check and a statue, not that everybody's want recognition, the check would be nice.
Right. Well, since you mentioned the Oscars, what were your thoughts about this year? Did you see Moonlight?
Yes. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I'm saying the celebration of our films is totally welcomed.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see more of them made.
Right. Well, no, I asked you about Moonlight because it was such a diversion from, you know, a lot of what we've never seen that on film.
Right.
Where I'm very fortunate that I know a lot of the people who are in the film. And one of the things that really stuck with me when I interviewed Barry was how this film, you know, one of the most maligned, you and I were just talking about that, one of the most maligned humans on the planet are Black men and Black boys.
Mm-hmm.
And you could not have a heart and soul and see that movie and not take his life now seriously.
Well, you know, the thing is, and Greg and I were talking about this last night too, in terms of storytelling, you know, it great writers, and he was talking about script. If you don't have a great script, no matter how good a director or actor you are,
right,
you have nothing. But what they were able to do is to take characters who many people just cast away and give them humanity, and to see inside the very souls of these human beings.
Right.
I was saying last night we were having dinner, a friend of mine is in the hospital and had a very serious operation. I've been visiting her over the last week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the emergency room. One thing I recognize that puts you back in reality. There were white folks there, black folks there. There were babies there. There were older people there. There were Chinese there. There were Jap, all kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
But none of their screams had a color.
Amen. Yeah.
All their screams.
Right.
Were the same.
They were high
color.
Pitch or low pitch, but right.
They were the same color because they were in pain.
Right.
And great filmmakers are able to enable us to recognize our mutual humanity, particularly in a day of division like this.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't want to preach.
No, I want you to preach. I mean, you know, it's not often that we have the blessing of being in your presence. And, you know, you have the scope of all of this. You know, you have a footprint. You have seen it all. We really are at a time of needing guidance. I think that we are in a place where we have access to all of this stuff. But we are not, I don't think we're being the best stewards of it that we can be in telling our stories.
Well, how can I say? without getting in trouble.
Well,
Greg gets in trouble.
Greg, would you like to opine on that?
Greg, you go on that one.
You know what? Bill talked a little bit earlier about a statue versus a check.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's not about a statue versus a check. Right. Hopefully you can get both. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we have to remember that so much of what we do and so much of what we see is simply meant to be entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's for folks who work all day, perhaps at a job that they don't particularly like, and they want to come home and they want to relax. So much of that fare is simply entertainment and is not meant to necessarily teach a moral lesson or to uplift the people. I mean, we wish that it was, but in order for it to make money, and I'm talking about the kinds of projects these days that are being produced by people of color.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, everyone is not a political or a social giant. Some folks are just filmmakers. Some folks are just actors, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And then we would hope that there are those among us who would take up sort of that mantle and create those things that would uplift. But it is wonderful to see so many programs on television, for example, that take a closer look at the lives of black people, that depict black people with a broader palette. It's just really exciting, and it's happening because people of color are now producing and writing about themselves.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we do. I think across the board, you know, from Netflix to TNT, there are just so many different outlets now that are really, you know, the dire need for content, we're able to get stuff through that, you know, previously would not have gotten through. And one of those is Greenleaf, that you are starring on the OWN network. Do you want to share a little bit about Greenleaf? Unfortunately, well, you all, my audience knows, I, you know, the only cable I have is CNN. They know. That's all I got. I just can't give them any more money.
What we'll tell the audience is that I portray Uncle Mac, and they all know who Uncle Mac is. Uncle Mac is an ephebophile, which is simply a child molester who prefers post-pubescent girls. And what's interesting about that is that in the context of this nighttime soap opera,
mm-hmm.
You have creators who had the courage to tackle abuse in the black family, abuse in the black church, and I have to applaud them because it's not an easy thing to do. And so, you know, I hats off to Craig Wright and Oprah Winfrey and Lionsgate and OWN for being willing to tackle that among other subjects.
Mm-hmm.
In the second season, they're tackling domestic abuse among teenagers. The tackling, of course, infidelity, Parkinson's, all kinds of issues. So, you know, it's just really exciting, and it's been exciting for about 3 million people every week you know, watching it as it airs.
Yeah, it is doing amazing. And, okay, I think now they have, like, they're starting to do this, like, independent subscription services where you can just buy OWN or you can just buy HBO. I'm going to need to be in that 3 million and one. Because I've heard amazing things about it, but, you know, I need to move on that. But, and bringing that up, let's talk about the film that you are premiering here at the film festival, Created Equal. There is a woman that wants to become a priest, and I will let you take it from there.
Well, it's a nun in the Catholic Church who wants to become a priest because she wants the same privileges in terms of service that priests have. What attracted me to the script was the fact that it did not take sides.
Mm-hmm.
It just showed the humanity of both elements, the church and this young lady. And respects the intelligence of the audience to make its own mind up in terms of, you know, what side they want to take or what they want to empathize with. But that was very, very attractive to me, the fact that it was written in a way it condemns nobody.
Right.
And so, and that's what's for me, heartfelt to me and enlightening, because films that have the ability to expose humanity and our commonality, there's something. It takes craft to do that. Not everybody can do it. And so I was attracted to that.
Greg, now who do you play in Created Equal?
I play the judge, Judge Wartford.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as a result, I do a lot of listening.
Do you think that there is some truth to the level of which the Catholic Church is going to deny her wishes? Let's say that.
You know, here's the thing. I attended a Jesuit boarding school for a good while.
Interesting.
And there's this thing about tradition and rules in our sects, in our churches and denominations. And I honestly don't think that one can dictate and say, these need to be your rules. You know, I mentioned this morning that a fellow told me that he believes that people should be able to worship God any way they want, as long as they know there is a God and they ain't it. So, you know,
I love that thing.
Right? You know, so, my thoughts are, though, that what we need to do is to support people who are challenging traditions in their various community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this film does, because this film doesn't come down on one side or another.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but this film, you know, but just in making the film, mm-hmm. in telling the story, it supports folks in that community who may be inclined to say, I want to be a priest, or women should be priests. And that's just an exciting thing, because we've seen how effective that can be.
Yes.
Because so much of what has oppressed people in America has not only been a matter of statute, but also a matter of tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of what you had to do, certainly you're at the courthouse, you're at the legislature, you're at the Congress, but at the same time, you have to confront those traditions and just sort of batter those walls down.
Another thing I was going to add to what you said is that in many situations in the press and in films, you see people attack the Catholic Church or the behavior of priests, etc., which should be examined.
Right.
But there are very few projects or films that give the church a voice. And this film gives the choice, the church, a voice. And not our voice, but its voice.
Its voice. That's very interesting, yeah, because now when you say that, and that, you know, using that same reference of Spotlight, that did not come across. They just came across that they were pedophiles.
That's right.
Yeah.
But there is no understanding of all the priests throughout history that have done such good for humanity. That's never really talked about as much. And I'm not suggesting that if you do something bad to a child, you don't want to know what I think should happen to you.
Right. I'm with you on that.
But the fact of the matter is, that's not all the church is.
Right.
And so therefore, if we're going to talk about its bad situations, why can't we let it have a voice to speak about what it does do and what it is.
Right. And I think that, okay, so can I just bring it to, you know, the black church, because we, this is the Catholic church.
Uh-oh.
And I'm just, part of me watching was like, oh, I wish we had been examining the black church, because we have, I have one, every 6 weeks I do the Real Pastors of South Florida. And I, as we were mentioning earlier, I just use that title. But I, it's an opportunity to bring, you know, black men of faith from variety of different faiths to come together and talk about topics of the day. I find that that in and of itself is a challenge to get Catholic and Baptist and Muslim at, to sit down. I would like to ask you, and particularly Greg, both of you, where do you see the church in our lives now?
I mean, I think that's an individual thing. You know, I attended a Jesuit boarding school, but I was
I
was raised Kojic. So,
okay.
What I'm saying is, it was just a good school, and they were offering scholarships for young black men in order to integrate the student body.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go.
Okay.
Right.
So my mother said, look, there you go, buddy. But, you know, I think it's for me, for example, I live in Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, the black church is, in part, the way people define themselves. Like, the first thing they'll say, well, what church do you go to?
Right.
And so that's the way of them defining me economically, perhaps intellectually, and I reject all of that.
Right.
I reject all that. Then you go into a church and you just want to worship, and people, because you're on TV and you play a make-believe character, people want to take you down front. I don't want to sit down front.
Right.
I just want to sit in the back. You know, I'm scared. I mean, personally, I'm scared to death of the black church, because the black church is just, it's probably because it's just an institution. I think it's a wonderful, it's the place that nurtured me. I mean, it nurtured me. Baptized there, and YPWW, and church all day on Sunday, and all that sort of thing. My first kiss in the basement of the church.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I fell in love, and all of that sort of thing. But you know what? I'll be honest with you. I think that's more about me than it is about the church. I think it's about things that are going on, that are going on with me. One of the things I've noticed, I did a short play in a black church in Atlanta recently, and one of the things I realized that for the church in general, the church is a place where a lot of people can be somebody in a very specific community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's very important, to have identity and mm-hmm. a sense of belonging. But that is not something that I personally
need,
require. So I think it's really how I view the world and the things that I need.
And your experience,
My experience,
Yeah, because, I mean, you think about it, you know, throughout history, when we were, you know, maligned, in the other parts of our life, you could go to church and be the first lady and be the deaconess and be, you know, and have your dignity, as it were, where you weren't getting it in other parts of life.
And I agree with that 100%. You know, it's people, Buddhists, Hindus, Catholics, Baptists, Protestants, whatever, right? They criticize the church because it's not perfect. But my question is this.
And that, you'll have to wait for part two next week. Coming up after the break, the week that was the American Black Film Festival, Camille Cosby throwing shade better than any housewife ever has in the history of the world, and Philando Castile's baby sister weeps for her beloved big brother, and another mother grieves for her child. And he still had his seatbelt on. Stay tuned. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Hot 105. Hot 105. Just got hotter. Featuring the new Hot 105 lineup of icon superstars and legends.
Starting at 6 a.m.
The new CJMS.
Love, I'm joining the morning show.
On Hot 105.
Oh.
And at 9 a.m., get your work on with 50 minutes of today's R&B and old school.
And James T.
Thanking you for the love, South Florida.
At 12 noon, the party starts with Rick Party in the afternoon with Benji Brown.
Hey, what's up, party people? The party don't stop.
At 3 p.m.,
it's time to shut the city down.
What's up, family? Yes, I'm bringing my main man with me, George Wilbourn, the stress reliever.
believer, and a lady who needs no introduction to the South Florida airwaves. Miss Tamara G's in the building.
We ground for free.
Then at 7, it's time to unwind and pour a glass of wine with your boo. 32 years of The Quiet Storm with Freddie Cruz, the legend, the voice,
the institution.
Let's South Florida. This is Freddie Cruz inside The Quiet Storm.
Famous for our music. Famous for our people. We're Hot 105.
Today's on Being Old School.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity Savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
This is what life sounds like when you drop a bunch of landscaping blocks on the aluminum truck bed of the Ford F-150.
Wow.
Pour it up right there. Look at that.
That's a big hole.
Oh, and there's a big slash right here.
Full-on crack here.
That's a true split.
That's a good-sized puncture.
I didn't think the aluminum would fail like it did.
This is what life sounds like when you drop a bunch of landscaping blocks on the roll-formed, high-strength steel truck bed of the Chevy Silverado.
That's awesome.
Took it way better.
Yeah, a couple dents, dings,
a little scratching.
I mean, I'd expect four dents. For strength, I'm going to choose steel every time.
Boom.
I just got bit by the Chevy bug, I think.
Hear the difference in the Chevy Silverado with a roll-formed, high-strength steel bed that outperforms the aluminum bed of the Ford F-150.
See your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Happy graduation, and now that you're officially a grown-up, it's time for the save-up. And the first lesson in Saving Up 101 is learning how to get the most out of your money. So when it comes to your wireless phone plan, you don't have to pay more for less. You can save money and stay in touch with nationwide coverage that will keep you on the go and leave some money in your pocket. Money that you can use for, you know, grown-up things.
Straight Talk Wireless. Best phones, best networks. Half the cost, only at Walmart.
Stop into Lowe's this week for great buys on everything you need to get your summer garden growing and keep your lawn looking its best. Grow tasty veggies and beautiful flowers with two bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil for only $12. And feed your lawn for less with up to 25% off select Scott's lawn fertilizer. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Soil offer valid 6/14 through 6/21. Fertilizer offer valid 6/14 through 6/19. While supplies last, selection varies by location, U.S. only. Fertilizer offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Tom Joyner in the morning, the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and everybody knows this song. 105.1.
And here's a woman busted at JFK Airport smuggling cocaine in a wheelchair. She had a hub around, and they noticed that the cushion was really lumpy.
Really lumpy.
Canine dogs came around, and they found 10 bricks in a hub around. And we're back Monday from 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot 105. Today's R&B and old school.
Get ready for Hot Talk right here on Hot 105 with Jill Tracy. And now, the sultry sounds of Jashae Jones.
To make you so cold, to make you so distant. Tell me, how did I hurt your heart? Your heart. When did it feel regret? I hear the words I. Deserve better than your offering. I deserve better. than I'm receiving. I deserve better. Shun me out, but when I decide to walk, you chase me down. Wanna keep me in your bar? Don't wanna let me out. Exchange of suggestions, lukewarm affection. Ask me why I wanna leave. 'Cause you don't respect me. I deserve better than you're offering. I deserve better than I'm receiving. I deserve. Desire me, fight for me, try for me, then cry with me, 'cause I believe I deserve better. I deserve better. Oh, I
right. Nobody had anything to say behind that. It was like, okay, we just need to let that marinate. That's what's this live in the studio doing that. You hear me? Jashe Jones. Yeah.
Thank you.
Woo! Yes, girl, I deserve better. We're going to send that to Camille Cosby. Like, I stood by you, but I deserve better.
Amen.
Amen. So, Jashe, so... welcome to Hot Talk.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here and blessing us with your melodic tone. So tell everybody about, are you from South Florida?
Born and raised here in Miami.
Shut up.
Yep.
Born and raised in the county of Dade.
Yes.
So you've been performing for a while. I'm trying to pull up your info. So, yeah.
Yes, I've been performing for a while. But I used to battle with a serious case of stage fright. You know, I sang in church, and I sang at school, and that's kind of where I came out of my shell. But for some reason, I reverted back, and the EP I just recorded is called When Fear Leaves the Stage. I decided to not allow fear to keep me bound any longer and do what I love.
Thank God
you did.
Okay.
You just blessed all of us.
That's right. So is your EP available now? Can you purchase it? Is it online?
It's in the final stages, and hopefully it'll be done before the end of the year, hopefully in August. I'm putting it out there.
Okay.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, my birthday is in August, so like
is
maybe,
mine.
Yeah. Oh, what is yours?
August 13th, Mighty Leo.
27th, on the cusp. I'm like riding that Leo Virgo cusp.
You know?
So now y'all know why I'm like, 1 minute, I'm like, yes! And the other minute, I'm like, I can't. It's a lot going on. But you are good friends with April Raquel, who's a friend of the show as well. And actually, April was supposed to be on, and she couldn't make. She's like, but I have a sister who is like awesome that will come in my stead. So I can't thank either one of you enough. So
and appreciative.
Yeah. But you know, and see, that's what it's about here.
Yes,
it's so much abundance, and it's so much for all of us.
It is,
you know. And when you should I put that up? I think I'm a where's oh wait, I'm on Facebook Live, so I can't dig into. And guess what? Shout out to everybody on Facebook Live. I don't get kicked off no more. Yes, because we are live in the studio. So it, you know, it's hi, Vice Mayor Lisa Davis and Alicia Murphy and Antoinette. Hey, Tony. Cat Time. Wow, it's a lot of people over there. Okay, hey, welcome. So I was telling you that I kept getting kicked off Facebook Live because when we go to commercial, when, you know, we turn the mics off, the music is playing. And so if there's like more than 30 seconds, 45 seconds, it's considered copyright infringement. So I was like, well, how am I going to get rid of this? I was like, you know what? I should just have live people in the studio singing. So it is just, yeah, you know, some of the greatest blessings come from, you know, trying to solve a problem. So, mm-hmm. So I thank you so much. For being here, and she will continue to bless us throughout the show. And I was good. We were going to wait till midnight, but since Tonto will run off on me, and I have to go chase him down the building. So shout out to Tonto Irie, who was awarded the DJ of the Year tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what was the ceremony?
It was at the Brown College, Bailey Hall.
Yeah, and the organization, what's the...
People Profiles Award.
The People Profiles Award.
Mm. People that are doing extraordinary things within the community.
That would be you. That would be you, Tonto.
I'm part of the crew, thank God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So you have something coming up. Don't you have a concert coming up?
It's coming up soon.
Yeah.
It's planning right now.
Okay. Yeah. So, so those of you who don't, right, on Facebook Live, you see us.
Mm-hmm.
We're, me and Tonto ride shotgun every Sunday night. So, you know, send them some love. You can give us a call.
To the people, you know, from the People Profile Awards, you know, organization. It's a non-profit thing that we do.
Nice.
And that's good. Yeah. Give thanks.
Stuff. Give thanks, indeed. And you can call and give shout-outs to Tonto and Jashe and my guest, who, if you're on Facebook Live, you know who's in the studio.
Yeah.
But those of you who are not, I would love to welcome to the panel for the first time, Miss Michelle Hollinger is in the building.
Hey.
Publisher of Sisterhood Magazine. How are you, my dear?
I am fantabulous and so grateful to be here with you.
Yes, I'm so glad you could make it out. And joining us again, he's back, Mr. Darius. I'm about to call you Mr. Darius Art Prevails Project.
That works.
Swing. Yeah, swing. Oh, you're going to share with the Super Gin. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantabulous as well.
Okay. Tonight's word is fabulous.
That is the word of the night.
Brought to you by the letter C.
There you go. So, those of you who are avid listeners, thank you. And you recently heard the Art Prevails Project on the show, not a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you introduced us to Sheena O'Murray, who did Redemption Song.
Yes.
Live, and was just beautiful. And she was here 2 weeks ago. Wait.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
She was here 2 weeks ago. You know, and I promise that it's the website, the Hot Talk with Jill Tracy, is going up soon, and so there will be an archive of everybody, because I've had a couple of people hit me on jill@hot105fm.com about who was that singer and where can I get their music, so I'll make sure that it's all archived on the hottalkwithjilltracy.com, and I will let you know when that is up and running. So, Michelle and I, did anybody else go to ABFF? Oh, I'm sorry. It's not midnight yet. Right.
I'm only censored. Right. I'm only allowed to be
You only
here
come alive at midnight. but no, as always, here with me, Miss you know, we keep calling you sex therapist, Jen.
Yeah.
Because you are a sex therapist. You are a family and sex therapist.
Right. Right. I do carry a lot of hats. So I do mental health therapy, marriage and family therapy, and sex therapy.
Okay.
So I can read anything you got.
Right. So, but wait a minute. The funniest thing is when we go out and... and we're talking, and I'm like, oh, this is my friend Jen, and, you know, so what are you doing? What do you do? Oh, she's a sex therapist. Really?
the conversation
just changes. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the bar. I'll be back.
I'm usually in the corner having a session. That's pretty much what happened all week at ABFF.
Right. Well, who was the dude when we met the first night? And, like, I walked, like, some, you know, some famous football player guy, right?
Yeah.
So, another friend of ours from D.C. introduced him to us, and then that's what happened. Jim, what do you do? Sex. Really?
I was gone for, like, 20 minutes. I had to go find Jill, and she's like, where you been? I was, like, giving a session.
Okay. she was like, no, he just got too personal. I didn't know. He's asking me about my... Because he asked you about, like, your...
My personal experiences. I mean, you know, this job title brings a lot of different pros and cons to it. And so, you know, when you're in certain professions, people just jump right in because, you know, as they have been telling me all week, that they just don't meet sex therapists. And so I think it's great when they take the opportunity to ask questions. And this guy started asking different questions about my profession, but then he started asking personal questions.
Right.
Like, well, how do you know that you're really good at these things? And, you know, how many times have you done this? And I just shut down. I said, listen, now you've gotten too personal.
I know exactly what you mean because, you know, titles are everything. I mean, my title is Chocolate Thunder. And when I share that, people, they get all legitimate. Chocolate Thunder. So, you know, where did chocolate come from? Tell me about the thunder. Right. And I have to remember that I know Jesus. And,
he is my friend.
I got to go to the main line and call him up.
Thank you.
Deliverance.
Yeah. That is, you're right. That is Chocolate Thunder.
You already know Chocolate Thunder.
It comes with all different types of fun things that happen. But ABFF was amazing this week. And it was so many great people in town. It was so awesome.
And it's so funny because each one of us, Michelle was there. And Michelle, Jen, and I all did ABFF, but all of our experiences were a little different because, Michelle, you did a lot of the panels.
I did.
So you got a chance to see a lot of the new series. You got a chance. You saw Insecure.
No, I wasn't able to see Insecure, but I was on the panel that featured new faces.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the stars from Queen Sugar, from Survivor's Remorse, from Shots Fired were on the panel. It was moderated by Dondre Whitfield. And
It was rich.
Yeah.
You know, you were telling me that you were surprised at just how real they kept it.
Yeah. Someone referred to him as Pastor Whitfield because it was the level of spirituality that was just flowing in the conversation just naturally was just really awesome. They all, you know, just really talked about stepping out of their comfort zones, not allowing fear to define them, and how instrumental that mindset has been to them landing these really juicy roles that they have.
Awesome. I thought that that's one of the great things about those kind of conclaves, is that they are kind of like professional family reunions.
Yeah.
You know, you see people that you don't get a chance to see, you know, year round, and you get to meet people that are in your industry. You know, if you're in this whatever industry you're in, and you do the conferences, you get to meet people that you admire and people that, you know, you never knew or you've seen on television or whatever.
Right.
Sometimes, I told you, some people that you admire, you really shouldn't meet.
Yeah.
Happens a lot. I met Angela Rye, and I kind of wish I hadn't. Because I loved Angela Rye until I met her.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I don't know. You know, everybody has bad days.
Right.
So
right.
I'm sure. But she and Roland Martin were here for the Lead Nation event. And so I kind of hosted the press conference. I was just really there to just kind of facilitate, you know, the conversation or whatever. Right. And I just thought that they were both on their phones and they were talking to each other and they were just like in some other thing.
Hmm.
And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Did they realize that?
All of them are here.
Right.
Well, you know, I mean,
some people just don't know.
Right. All these journalists are here to talk to you and I just could not help But think if this was the Herald and the Chicago Sun-Times and the New York Post, and you would not be on the phone. You would
Absolutely.
You would be attentive
totally.
To them.
Right.
And I just felt like it was a little dismissive because it was just, you know, us or mm-hmm. local press or whatever. So, yeah, you know, so maybe.
Can we talk about my reunion that I had? Because
yes.
Most women would be dying.
Okay.
So Jill was hosting the Reel to Reel by Jack Daniels, and it was with Amari Hardwick. And so I've met Amari a couple of times, mm-hmm. and he has one of the most impressive memories I've ever seen in
ever.
Someone. Like, ever. He remembers somebody he met in kindergarten, what they was
wow.
wearing and everything. I mean, he is, like, to the T. And so I went back in the green room where Jill was, and, you know, there was tons of people in there, and I'm talking to somebody else, and he walked right up to me and said, "Hey, Jen, how you doing?"
Whoa.
And I said, "Hey," I said, "How you doing?" And we hugged, and he was like, "You look so happy. You look great. Good to see you." And Jill looked at me, and she said, "I can't believe he remembered just that, girl. Me either." I'm going to take this hug and just hold on to it.
But you got to tell him the other part of the story.
Oh, I don't know if I can tell that part.
Which part is that?
What he remembered you from. But, I mean, it's a really good story because,
yeah.
well, you know, what, I mean, how did he end up at your house?
So years ago, about 5 years ago, I was in grad school and I was at home late night writing a paper at like 1 a.m. And my roommate at the time was very good friends with him because that's when he was starting poetry. What's it called again?
Well, it's the Blue Angel Poets.
The Blue Angel
wait,
Poets.
Hold on. I used to run that program here. So actually, yeah. So Blue Apple Poetry.
Blue Apple.
Yes. Sorry.
Yes.
What did I say? Blue Butterfly.
Blue Angel.
It was an A.
That's what's all good.
Get blue yeah. out in there.
So he was in town for that, and they had been out and had a couple of cocktails, and he didn't want to drive home. You know, trying to be responsible. So she said, "Hey, why don't you just crash on our couch?" Well, she didn't. Tell me that she was bringing him over. But so he shows, they walk into the house. I'm writing a paper at 1 a.m. and he just walks in. And this is like right after Four Color Girls comes
Ooh.
Out. And I'm thinking, girl, you couldn't tell me he was bringing him. I could have
warned me.
Comb my hair, put the contact shoes, the makeup on, or something. So she came in, threw him a pillow and a blanket, and she went upstairs to sleep. And I'm sitting there writing a paper, and he's very lovely, just talking, and
right.
We had a nice conversation, and then, like, that was it. It was only, like, 10 minutes, and fast forward, like, a year, I ran into him. This is when Miami had won the basketball championship for the second time. I was at a restaurant, and I was like, "Oh, man, that's Amari. Let me say hello."
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I walked up, and before I could even say his name, he was like, "Jennifer, how you doing? How's school going? Did you graduate yet?" And I'm thinking, you met me for like 10 minutes
yeah.
last year randomly
wow.
at my house. And he just remembered me, came over, introduced himself to my friend.
Mm.
And I told him how much my mother loved him and how much she was so disappointed that I didn't call her when he was at my house the last time. So he's like, "Well, let's call her." We called her. She didn't answer. So we took a picture and sent it to her. My mom called me back at 3 o'clock in the morning and said, "Girl, is he still there?" "No, Mom, he's not." I said, "But
wow.
he said that you were very lovely and, you know, he would have loved to have spoken
yeah.
to you." But I just couldn't believe
yeah.
that he was just so gracious and so humble, and all the questions that everybody asked at the Reel to Reel, I mean,
yeah.
he was extremely honest.
Engaged. And, yeah, and very honest, very
so.
Engaged. And we hosted Lisa Davis's Wine and Food, Miami Gardens Wine and Food Experience 2 years ago.
Right.
And so when I, you know, came in, I introduced myself on the mic because I kind of do the, I was doing like the questions in the audience and assisting Anthony Rose, who is, who's traveling with that Reel to Reel series, which just ended in Miami. And he was like, "Hey, Jill." And so then afterwards, I was like, "So how you been?" He's like, "Oh, you're good. Good. I remember, you had on that beautiful pink dashiki dress."
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, what kind of freaky thing is that memory? You know those people who can remember just like
yeah,
things,
yeah,
just
yeah,
like
yeah.
every detail of everything.
Right.
But yeah, but it's very impressive that, you know, he has such a good memory. But he and Friday night, I went to the dinner party for, actually, All Eyes on Me, the film,
mm-hmm.
Code Black, and Gentleman Jack did a dinner party, and he was there. He was there, and like everybody famous who was here for ABFF was there.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I have to say that probably, I mean, next to going into an award show, mm-hmm. that was like the most celebrities I've been in the room with, like ever all at one time. Wow. Dondre T. Whitfield was what we kept. I'm sitting next to Suge Knight. Well, the guy that played. I was sitting next to him. And the guy that plays him, Official Dom Santana, is his name on Instagram. And we were talking, and I kept going, he looks so familiar. What is that dude's name? And we asked the whole table. Nobody could remember what Dondre T. Whitfield's name was.
Wow, wow.
But it was great. The only thing that really freaked me out, I mean, I'm next to Suge, right? And so then this entourage comes in, and then behind him, I turn around, and Demetrius, who plays Tupac, is leaned up against the wall.
Mm.
And looks just like Tupac.
Wow. Mm. Even more so in person?
Oh, my goodness. It was,
wow.
It was freaky because physically, once he stands up, he's broader, and, you know, he's not as thin as Tupac was.
Right.
But face to face, and come to find out, I was like, you know, has this been your whole life? He was like, yeah, my mom and dad met at a Tupac concert.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So it was like destiny.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Wow. So what were your thoughts on the film?
On that I would need to see it. Because I didn't see it. The movie was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I didn't get a chance to go because, you know. I had left my life for 4 days around the film festival.
I can't wait to have the beach back.
I know, right? But I have to tell you how amazing Girl Trip is.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness, it is
so
just.
Glad I didn't get to see the
It's going
to
be the first African American female led film that does $100 million. I guarantee it. Wow. We'll talk about that and more coming up after the break. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Today is June 18th, and it's National Go Fishing Day. Car accident? Don't take the insurance company's bait. Car accident, remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN, because your attorney matters. Legal Medical Referral Service.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity Savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
Hey, Miami and Fort Lauderdale. Geico brings you advice from your ears.
Hello, I'm your ears. The very things transmitting this Geico commercial to you right now. I don't want to wax poetic, but I hear what you hear, including every note you miss while singing in the shower. And I've noticed that you sound more upbeat when you save money. So as your ears, I think you should switch to Geico. Here's what I've heard. All ears. Reason 1. Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. Reason 2. Geico offers motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. While boating, I promise to avoid swimmer's ear at all costs. Reason 3. Geico is the largest auto insurer in the state. It's the local thing to do. Reason 4. Geico has a local agent in your area who could help you find savings, like military or federal discounts. Reason 5. I love you. Get it?
So, Miami and Fort Lauderdale, take it from the ones who know you best and contact Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office. Hi, I'm a smoker, and I'm aware that that's bad. People remind me every single day with a lecture.
You shouldn't smoke, you know.
A scowl.
Ew.
Or an upturned nose.
Ew.
Gross.
Yuck.
I'm aware that my family hates it, that people on the street give me dirty looks, and that it cost me over $2,700 a year. I'm aware of all the reasons I shouldn't do it. But none of that changes the fact that it's
really hard to give it up.
Tobacco Free Florida provides the positive support and free tools to help you quit for good. And for those who need a bit more help, we also offer starter kits of nicotine patches, gum, or lozenges. Make a point to talk with your doctor today and call Tobacco Free Florida at 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW. That's 1-877-822-6669 to learn more about our free tools to help you quit your way.
Are you stuck with a low credit score? A credit report and score that's causing you to be denied credit or pay higher interest rates than others for the same things? Then do what Terrence did and call the experts at CreditRepair.com for your free credit evaluation and game plan to help restore your credit.
I started thinking about buying a new house and my score wasn't where I needed it to be. I called and spoke with one of the representatives and just had a good conversation and I liked what he was saying.
Just one call for his free credit evaluation was all it took.
I'm seeing the deletions and I'm getting the report, so I know something's being done. It does make a difference to me.
At CreditRepair.com, dreams do happen.
Thanks to CreditRepair.com, I will be able to have a better credit score and get that house.
Don't let a low credit score hold you back another day. Do what Terrence did and make the call for your free credit evaluation and game plan to help get back on track to great credit.
Call 800-708-1401. 800-708-1401. 800-708-1401.
Rome Folks Take Over presents the luxury all-white party Saturday, June 24th at the DoubleTree Hotel and Convention Center with multi-platinum artist Mickey Howard. Featuring Glenn Jones. It's the Love Under New Management Concert Party, June 24th in Miami at the DoubleTree Hotel and Convention Center. For more info, grownfolkstakeover.com.
This is a Grown Folks Takeover promotion.
Hi, this is Shirley Murdoch, and this is WHQT, Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
A Cox Media Group station.
Get those sprinklers ready. It's Hot Talk right here on Hot 105. And now, Miss Jones.
Yeah, that was her first song. So she was going to do a little something. Sorry, Tato. So again, Chocolate Thunder. Yeah,
I'll do it again.
Yes, of course.
I wrote it out.
Okay, there you go.
Turn on the sprinklers and get the firefighters on the line. Hot Talk with Jill Tracy is getting ready to go mucho caliente right here on Hot 105. And now, Miss Jashae Jones.
I don't know how I feel about him, but I can definitely tell you how I feel when I'm around him. He scares and excites me. He's probably what a saved soul would call bound, but he moves, he speaks, he feels so free. He's like jazz to me. His seemingly chaotic yet melodic beat accompanies sounds as they slide in and out of key, yes, free. He's like jazz to me. And not that kind of jazz you hear on the elevator. Nah, you know that kind of jazz that tends to lull you to sleep? No. He's that Dizzy Gillespie, fill your cheeks, can't wait to hear the next note speak kind of jazz to me. That insane Coltrane saxophone playing kind of jazz to me. That trumpets blazing Ella Fitzgerald scatting and singing kind of jazz to me. That kind of jazz that still holds an element of surprise. You just never know when or where the next note will fly or if and when it will collide into another to make something wonderful. He's nerve-wracking because I can't contain him or make him look good on paper. He's got holes and halves, sharps and flats, and not much rest in between all that. He is a mess and a masterpiece. He's like jazz to me. His sound broke the silence and the sadness, and even though at first glance it appeared to be pure madness, but somehow he makes sense. And if he's the boom, I'll be his bip, the doo to his doo-wee, until we make joie de vivre, that full excitement of life. I want to know that feeling again. I want to hold it in my hands, even if it's just for a moment when I'm experiencing jazz. Yes.
Happy Father's Day to you all. Beautiful. He's like jazz. And right. And where is he? Listen. Listen, I thought I met him at Mr. Chow. Listen, wait a minute. You ever meet somebody so, you ever see anybody just so fine, it feels like you're moving in slow motion?
Yes.
Like, I'm just walking through the restaurant. Hey, how are you? Hello, ma'am. Hello, hello. And then he said, hello.
Ooh, yes.
Welcome to Mr. Chow. I was like, how are you tonight? I was like, I just got so much better. I literally felt like I was talking. Just, he was like jazz to me.
You're like, this is the best
job. How do you say it? He's like, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Mr.
And welcome Chow. To Mr. Chow.
Like
I was like, what?
Did he growl with it a little bit? Did he say Mr. Chow? Or Chow?
No, it was just Chow.
Oh, it was just Chow. Oh, he ain't had it.
He wasn't, no. He didn't need it. He could have said, hello. And I'd have been like,
how well, Mr. Chow.
He could have had the voice of a squirrel. This man was so beautiful. Okay? It would not have mattered. Ooh, yeah, no, yeah. It was,
I'm glad to hear that. Mm-hmm. You are a hard woman.
I am,
like,
yeah.
Find
so,
a man that you really like. So
okay.
I'm really excited to hear this.
That any, right. That
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.